Laverne and Shirley is filmed before a studio audience.
Farrell, will you hurry up? With that, I want to turn the light out.
Yes, just a minute, please. You know I can't get to sleep unless this is tucked in very tightly.
But that's so stupid. Every time you get in, you're going to mess it up anyway.
Yes, but I'll be asleep, so I won't know about it now, will I?
Okay. Is the stupidest way to sleep I have ever seen.
Well, you're one to talk. I mean, what with your snoring and all.
I do not snore.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Well, you want to know what else you do?
What's that?
You dribble.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I do
you
do not.
So. You lay there with your mouth open and the spittle comes out all over your body.
I just say
it. Don't so.
No, I don't. Try not to snore.
Try not to drown yourself.
There's someone in the apartment.
It's a sex maniac.
Wait, I'm trapped. My son's trapped. I'm still getting out of here.
Listen, don't panic. We know what to do. Like step number one,
surprise him.
Step number two, kick him where it hurts.
Right.
You defend yourself? What am I, your dessert?
Pop! Not again, I can't believe it.
Pop, you gotta stop testing us like this.
Yeah, but every time I come in here, I catch you off guard. How many times I gotta tell you? You gotta be prepared. You don't know how many weirdos there are running around the car.
Frank?
Edna? This is how you look every night?
Well, yes. You're upset the way I look?
Girls, take a lesson. If you want to be beautiful in the afternoon, this is how you gotta look at night. Ugly. So I'm only kidding. I love you. Don't ever let me catch you looking like this again.
Does he drop in like this often?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Just one of his bi-monthly burglar drills. You know, once he even came down wearing a raincoat and dark glasses.
I'm surprised he ever let you move out in the first place, Laverne.
Yeah, well, oh, it wasn't easy, believe you me. I mean, started when? About 6 months after we graduated high school?
Yeah.
And we got jobs working at the brewery?
Yeah, and Carmine...
Let me tell a story, okay? Carmine got us this apartment in the building. He found it for us. And, oh, I remember the first day. Remember the first day?
Oh, boy! Gee whiz! This is neat old Keen, huh?
It's just like our house. Beautiful, a sunken living room and everything.
Oh, boy, the welcome wagon must have been here already.
Isn't that wonderful, leaving us something to make us feel comfortable in our new home? A unicycle.
And some goat chow.
This must be left from the people before us.
Yeah, they must have been some pretty weird people.
Or a very talented goat. I've seen them ride these things, haven't
yeah.
you ever?
No. Oh, look at this, Cheryl. It's a rumpus room.
No, it's not a rumpus room. You can't rumpus in there. It's a kitchen. It's beautiful.
Well, there are no major or minor appliances in there.
It's got a sink, a perfectly good sink with perfectly good water. We could live on Kool-Aid. What do you say?
I love it! 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 Must have been where the goat stayed.
rubbing down. I'll take the living room. You take the bedroom.
Hey, this is something. Like heaven under earth. Look, the landlord gave me the lease. He said you can move in right after you sign it.
Oh, how exciting. Our first legal document. Me.
Me. Carmine, the goat's gone.
Yeah, I'll miss him. All right, I'll probably have more fun with you guys in the building now.
Oh, Carmine, you won't recognize this place when we're through with it. A little paint, a little wallpaper, furniture, a stove, a refrigerator.
What bank are you gonna rob to get all that stuff? Wait a second. What do I look like to you two? Montgomery Ward?
Oh, come on, Carmine, please.
Nah, nah.
Cover your eyes, Laverne. Carmine, when you gave me your class ring, you promised you'd take care of me.
I meant there was some guy punching the mouth or something.
Give you a kiss for a toaster.
You got it. What do you give me for gas range? I'll take the toaster.
It's like putty in my hands. What can I say?
You are one lucky duck having a cutie like that crazy about you all through high school.
Well, I was the only one who could put up with his strange animal noises.
Pucker up, little ladies. Your lover boys have arrived.
Girl, you promised me they never find out where we live.
Ah, it was fate, Laverne. We snuck around after you everywhere, watching your every move, knowing full well you wanted to be alone with us.
We can tell it with the love in your heart on account of you singing that sexy schmazel song like you do. Schmazel, schmazel, how is your sister incarcerated?
If you guys get away from here, we don't have any time for you.
We will never have any time for you.
Oh, you're just playing hard to get. You want us.
Yeah, sure. Soft lights, no heat. And look, they've even prepared a romantic little snack for us. You want some goat chow, Squig?
It's nutritious.
And delicious.
And they are fortified.
Oh, and you are making me sick. And I'm going to say this once. Get out.
Look, I defy you to look me in the eye and tell me you can resist me, Laverne.
I can resist you.
She'll say anything I ask her to.
Double makeout.
You're a disgusting creep.
Disgusting creep. She thought he picked out a pet name for me.
It fits.
Get out! Oh, boy, they must make a spray to keep them out of here.
Just forget about them. Just remove them from your mind. Okay. Now, find the lease. Come on. Oh, boy, I can hardly wait. There's an X in everything. Shirley. Shirley W. Feeney. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Okay.
Let me read it first.
It's the X right there.
Boy, there's a lot of fine print here, Shirley. I think I ought to have my lawyer take a look at this.
Your lawyer? What are you talking about? You ain't got no lawyer. You haven't told your father you're moving out yet, have you?
Well, it's not easy.
Well, it was easy for me to tell my mother.
Sure, it's easy for you. Your mother's visiting your aunt in California. It's too expensive to yell long distance. My father yells money is no object. Hey, where are you going?
To find another roommate. One who's an adult.
Oh, wait a second. Come here. Give me that. I'll sign it.
I knew you would. You'll see how easy it'll be. You just say, Pop, I'm moving out, and that's it.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell him right now. I'll go home and tell him.
Great. Oh, that's great. Congratulations. We now have a new home. Shirley W. Feeney. Carmelita Malbletto.
Laverne! You forger! You chicken! You spineless!
Bobby, 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 Bobby.
You want your muffin to be happy, don't you?
Sure.
Good. Because me and Cheryl found an apartment and I'm moving out.
No, come on, get up. You're too big for this.
Pop, it's a real nice place.
You're not old enough.
Well, how old do I have to be to move out?
After you're married a couple of years, we'll talk about it.
Pop, come on. I'm a big girl now. I should be out in the world on my own.
What about meals?
Well, me and Shelly can cook.
I'm talking about my meals.
Oh, well, I'll come over twice a week and cook for you.
Forget it. It's out of the question.
Oh, come on, Poppy. It's right around the corner, yelling distance.
No.
Well, why can't I have my own apartment?
Because you're my daughter and you do what I say.
Well, that's a lousy reason.
So? It's a lousy reason, but it's the only one I got. The answer's no, that's that, and we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, well, I made up my mind. I'm moving out, and there's nothing that you could say or do to stop me.
I'll cut off your allowance.
That won't do it, because I work.
I'll break your bowling ball.
That won't do it.
How about if I give you one of these?
That'll do it.
And hold still. I need the paste brush. There.
Squigman here, and what little cutie pie may I have the pleasure of speaking of food? Well, listen, you stupid bimbo. Either you give me a name, I'm gonna hang up the dumb phone. Okay, that's more like it. Shirley, it's your mother.
What's the matter, Shirley? Is your mother okay?
Oh, she's fine. She's terrific. She loves California, huh? Matter of fact, she's gonna move there.
Oh, well, that ain't so bad. Hey, when it's winter here, we could go visit her where it's warmer, where freezing opportunities off here. And if you want, every week or so, you could call her just to say hello.
I won't have to call her to say hello. I'm going to be with her. Laverne, I'm sorry to let you down, but my mother says I have to move to California with her.
Oh, I understand. I'd probably do the same thing if I was you.
Tell you the truth, I kind of want to move there. I mean, I don't think that I could stand staying in Milwaukee without my mother. I'd miss her too much. I bet you think I'm a great big baby, don't you?
Well, I'm just as big a baby as you. I never stood up to my father, Cheryl. He wasn't going to let me move into this apartment. I figured I'd sneak out at night and pretend.
Well, then it's all for the best anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants this place? It's ugly.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Who wants to live in a cellar anyways?
Yeah. Nothing but an old dump.
I wanted this dump more than anything in the whole wide world.
Me too.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon,
but I'll be seeing you.
Beautiful, Carmine, but it's such a sad song. Couldn't you have sung something else? Anything else?
Sure, when your girlfriend's walking out of your life, you don't sing shrimp boats.
Depends how you're singing.
Since I'm not going to be seeing you anymore, I guess you'll want your class ring.
No. You keep it, Jill. Besides, I wouldn't be able to get all that adhesive tape off.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing because it seems to be stuck anyway.
Well, we could slap a little butter on that and it'll slip right off.
Don't push it, Laverne. The man says he doesn't want it.
Wasn't this a lovely party? I mean, wasn't it nice seeing all your friends come down and say goodbye to you?
We just came by to say our final farewell, Cheryl. It's been great, kid. Thanks for the memories.
There were no memories.
She's so right.
Please don't leave, Shirley Feeney. You was my last chance for a short woman.
Don't make a scene, guys. Just say goodbye, huh?
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye, boys.
Goodbye, Laverne.
I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I know, but without her, what good are you?
But why don't you guys go outside and kiss Shirley's luggage goodbye?
Her luggage is leaving, too. Where will this madness end?
All right, guys, come on.
Shirley, I just want to say that there's not going to be sunshine in Milwaukee when you're not around telling us we stink.
There'll be others.
I'll say goodbye in the car, all right? I'll be waiting in the back seat.
Hey, Cheryl. I got your little going-away present.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Well, it's half of a gold heart. Here.
Oh, Laverne, it's beautiful. Gee. I'll have one half and you'll have the other half.
Nah, I could only afford one half.
We could cut it into quarters.
No, I'll have the other half when I come out and visit you in California.
You'll never come out and
visit
me.
Yes, I will. I'm going to come visit once a year.
No.
And we'll write to each other.
Every week, you promise? You promise every week, because I know how lazy you can be about things like that.
No,
Laverne.
No, I promise. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye.
There's just one other thing, Laverne. I want you to vow to me. I want you to make a solemn vow that you will never touch Carmine's chest.
What if it's an emergency? No, I vow.
Good, that's comforting. That's very comforting. You know what else? I think you ought to take the apartment anyway, because your father can't stay mad at you forever. He really can't.
No, see, Cheryl, the thing that was going to be fun was living with you. I mean, who's going to do the wallpaper? Who's going to keep me out of trouble? Who's going to be my best friend? Yeah, Pop, you're happy now. You got everything you want.
Shirley, why don't you stay here in Milwaukee?
Gee, Mr. DeFazio, I really think that I have to be close to my mother.
I just called your mother in California.
You did?
Well, I got tired of watching you two mope around all over the place. And your mother says you don't have to go. It's your decision.
Really?
Yeah, because, you see, parents usually are the last to recognize the fact that their children are growing up.
Well, what does a parent want? They want you to be happy. So if you're happy here, then she'll be happy there.
Gee, I'd love to stay here more than anything in the whole world, but I really don't think that I could live alone in Milwaukee. I couldn't do it.
Alone? What are you talking about alone? You're going to have an apartment. You're living in an apartment with Laverne, and I'll be living right around the corner. We'll be your family.
You will?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we don't look anything alike, but, I think I'd like that. I think I'd like that a lot. Thank you so much. Laverne, come out.
No, I'm going to live in here.
No, we're going to live together.
In here?
No, in the apartment. You're going to stay? Yes, your father called my mother and he arranged everything.
Father?
Yeah.
Does that mean I can live with Shirley?
Sure, you know, I had to do something. I got tired of looking at your stockings in the bathroom.
No! Oh, bad things! Thank you!
Come on, you're making me wet!
Oh, here you go, sis. You know, there's only one bad thing about moving in with you, Cheryl. I'm going to miss my old roommate.
History.
Did I ever tell you the story about how Boo Boo Kitty got his name? Oh, well, it's a rather long and complicated story. Maybe some other time. Oh, goodness me. Okay, Mrs. Babish. Time to go home now. Come on. Get out of my bed. I want to sleep. This is Babish. Laverne, will you help me roll Mrs. B onto the floor? Oh, boy. That ain't some fine how-do-you-do. I stay up half the night telling what has got to be the most interesting story I have ever heard me tell, and I end up sleeping on the couch. If that ain't one heck of a note.
Good night, Mrs. Babish. Good night, Laverne.